Blog Talk Radio.
On this President's Day, Inner Sight, Monday Night, Mad or Glad, dedicated to the memory of the guide dog Milton, who was killed last summer here on Long Island. And our day for Milton, a little less than 3 months away. Mm-hmm. A beautiful, beautiful day in May. It'll be in at the hall, the brewery hall in Belport, Long Island, 14 Station Road.
Correct.
So come on down, put it on your calendar, May 19th from 11 to 2. And very happy to learn that Mr. Baker has donated the hall.
That was nice.
Thank you so much for that from our hearts.
Yes, from our hearts.
He named the beer after Milton. We'll find out more about that. You know, I don't know if it's a commercial beer or what it is, but we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
So the big day, May 19th, and it's going to be a great day. All the media is invited.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to have an MC. We'll tell you that as it comes confirmed. We have a
mm-hmm.
couple of confirmed speakers already.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to invite a couple of more of our friends to come and speak. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, and I tell you, I'm glad that people are coming together.
Yeah.
To honor Milton and give him a day, a well-deserved
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
So Inner Sight, and Shelby's Kitchen. And Mr. Baker and all the good people
mm-hmm.
of Belport, we thank you and all the people who will be there and will share in telling what a guide dog is. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we'll be answering your questions if you have any. We're going to get together and decide on how the program will go, so we'll keep you posted. I want to wish Anthony a speedy get out of the hospital.
Aww.
Called me.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, anything we can do.
Yeah, we'll help.
You let us know.
Yeah, let us help. Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen in Belport. And Tom and Michelle, the owners, and we salute them. And we, you know, if you go over there now in this hall, in the brewery hall where the day for Milton will take place, I'm told that pictures up of Milton, paw prints, a lot of presents of him.
Yeah,
definitely. It was one of his favorite places to be.
Yeah.
So it's very appropriate.
Family.
Very appropriate that we hold a day for Milton over there. All right. Yeah, you go into Shelby's Kitchen, you'll see pictures of Milton in the presence of him. Don't forget Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock. ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You can see the program that we did on and about Milton.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. Thursday night we'll be on again local here, Channel 20, 930 on Long Island Altice. All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for all their help. We thank them for posting our show and advertising it. We thank them for sharing in the day for Milton. Joe Delgado will be one of the speakers, who's the head of Silo.
Yes.
On May 19th. 631-880-7929, Silo, Suffolk County Independent Living Center. Hey, you want to have fun and stay in shape? Hook up with the Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, the instructor, will teach you how to defend yourself and stay in shape and have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information on it. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. We thank the Islip Cleaners. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. And we're going to try to get someone from there to come over and speak. Michelle is one of their riders. Michelle, the woman whose dog was the mommy of Milton.
Aww.
All right. So be appropriate, maybe someone from Suffolk Bus come over to say a few words. It'd be really cool. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see, what else? Oh, Able News. You got the Able News?
I just went to it. I had a feeling you were going to ask.
See if you can psych it up. We'll run the Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We salute them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. Keep it close to you.
Yeah.
Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And you can call us 24/7. Leave your number and we'll call you back. If you want to email, we get it by voice, so don't put any attachments.
Yeah.
InnerSight@pmpmail.com. All right? And let's see. Monday night, Mad or Glad, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. 484-3085. All right, I want to say hello to my dear friends in New York City, Audra and David Ross, attorneys. Try to get them to come for a day, to a day for Milton.
That'd be nice.
Audra and David, 212-425-1020, and we salute Dave's mom, Eleanor. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Mad or Glad Monday. And let's see, did you hear it was a surprise visit by the president.
Where?
That's what they said. To the Ukraine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Surprise visit to show support, you know, for the Ukrainian people. And, you know, I mean, I'm glad that this country cares, you know.
Yeah.
But they need to show more support and caring for us.
that's true.
Who are disabled and elderly.
Yeah.
You know, who are being knocked around and forced to have nursing homes hang over your head, you know, being driven from your home.
Yeah.
Many people, you know, you go to a hospital and you have a hospital stay, then they put you in a nursing home, you lose your apartment. That's a horrible thing to do to somebody.
Yeah.
The President of the United States should do something about that.
Yes.
Something very positive. You know?
Yes.
He should pass an executive order to make sure that no one who's in a hospital who has to go to rehab or to a nursing home should lose their apartment.
That's right.
They should be guaranteed. And if the government played their cards right, they wouldn't even have to pay for that.
That's right.
Let the agencies start raising the money for it.
That's true.
And let the government put up half. You know? That's how it should be. And, you know, if a person has the Section 8 and they're trying to keep their apartment, well, let the agencies raise the part of the person that, you know, the Section 8 portion of the rent.
Right.
If a person's going to lose their place.
That's right.
So I'd like to see the President of the United States step up and do something for us. You know, I'd like to see him authorize the home health aides to be in the hospital with the person, and then if they get put into the nursing home, to be with them in the nursing home.
That's right.
See, now that goes hand in hand with saving the person's apartment.
And saving their life, for that matter.
Yeah.
Because people don't
nursing
realize
homes
this.
Are very dangerous. They're not safe.
It's a petri dish. That's what I think of it as. It has all these germs in it, and you could, you know, easily catch it, get sepsis. You know how many people get sepsis in a nursing home? A lot. You know, I wish I had that figure, but I'll look it up. I'll still try and find it.
Don't be surprised if it's not listed.
Oh, I won't be surprised. Hell no.
Yeah. So these are the kind of things that the president should be doing. And, you know, the thing is, we're not asking him to spend any money.
No, we're not.
All these countries that need help, they're asking for billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah,
we're not.
We're not. We never did that.
We're asking him to make us partners with the agencies so that we can participate in raising your money.
That's right.
Sit down and work out a plan, and this is what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. And you do the best you can, and you raise the money.
That's right.
And the government can subsidize that. I mean, it'd be a lot less than what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Once you get it all set and off the ground, it'd be a lot less.
Yeah, definitely.
So while the President of the United States is caring about other countries, and I'm glad that he does, think of us.
Definitely. You know?
We're not even asking you to increase the money. We're asking you to make these changes and bring in these agencies and let them start raising funds. Inner sight. All right. So what I gave you that theme for Wednesday night. Did you write it down? The nursing home show?
Good. Hang on. Let me
What is it? Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Yep.
Tomorrow night's open mic.
And the theme is, as long as nursing homes exist, millions of disabled and elderly are not safe.
That's right. That's true.
Here's another statement I have. They are opportunistic predators, meaning when it comes to, you know, making people eligible for nursing homes and stuff like that, they'll, you know, they are opportunistic, and it seems like they're more predators than anything else, because they on each elderly person or disabled person, they, you know, put a lot. You know, I can't say what I'm trying to say. So let's just.
Well, they're very unsafe, and they're very tactful to people.
Yes.
Not only the taxpayers, but the residents.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they I mean, just to mention one, I don't want to give away Wednesday's show, but just to mention one thing, asking a person to stay in their own waste for hours, that's endurance. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. That takes a lot of stress and how to control it.
Sure.
You really, yeah.
Especially when a person has other medical conditions already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know something? If that person doesn't get into the shower or the bath and get really cleaned up, that sponge bath does not clean you up when you got your waste
doesn't.
All over you. Come on. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It
no.
doesn't. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, it's treating somebody in a very degrading way.
Yes, they do. They want control.
You know, just
control.
Just that alone is enough. You know, and then couple all the other things in with it.
I hope that, what's his name, Anthony, gets out of the hospital, straight from the hospital back home, and doesn't need the nursing home. Because, let me tell you, he's right at the cusp of needing, you know, to get out very quickly from that situation. You know?
Yeah, well, what he explained to me was he hoping to get new housing, you know.
Oh, a newer
but we,
housing.
But we all know how long a wait that can be.
That is a big wait. Yeah.
You know, and in the meantime, you know, if he doesn't want to go back home, you're going to get some damn stupid-ass social worker who's going to start pushing nursing homes on him.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. You know how that's how they pitch it to you. This one's nice. It looks like a hotel. Meanwhile, the one that looked like a hotel was abusing my mother a lot. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how upsetting
that was.
You
can't trust any of them.
No, I told them. I said, listen, I don't like the way this is sounding. I want to get her out. Do you know they gave me open doors? I called open doors, and this would definitely be a mad. Basically, I never got a call back from open doors.
Yeah,
so.
Because there are certain people who are not eligible, who don't meet the criteria.
My mom was eligible.
And especially
if
Adult Protective Services put somebody in the nursing home.
That's right.
You know, that makes it harder to deal with.
So it does. I know
now
that.
Now you got the courts involved.
That's right.
Well, you know, most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, these people are not, a lot of them are not eligible. You know, they open doors can't do anything. They got
no.
regulations. They got a contract to follow. What can they do?
Nothing.
I was talking to somebody one time who is one of the open door interviewers. You know, you go around the nursing home and you find people, and she felt so bad. She said, you know, she said, you're so right.
Yeah.
We have to tell a lot of people that we can't help them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's really sad right there. Oh,
sure.
Do this and do that, but we can't help you. What? That's what I want to say.
Yeah, because you're either not eligible or there's not enough funds.
I remember when
could be any number of reasons.
I remember when Regina Carroll, she was not eligible, and then now they're all into saying that she's eligible for the program. But it takes forever to start that program. By that time, they would have taken her condo away and a whole bunch of other stuff, you know? And it's crazy.
Well, you're always in danger of that.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah. They're not going to do it to me because I'm going to be the loudest person they've ever had. And they'll be like, stop being, you know, so loud at the night. I'm not going to be loud at the night. I'll be loud during the day for them to hear what I have to say. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about right here on Inner Sight. And in listening to the business news, I'll get to that in a minute. But what's your mad?
My mad is about my eyes and stuff like that. I'm telling you, I put the stuff in from and that I got from CVS in the eye, right? And it's okay, the organic one. So that's it. Just doesn't last as long as the others do. But we'll see. I'll have to, you know, play it by ear on what I put in there. Anyway, the thing that maddens me is now I call them and I said, listen, my sight is at risk. I need the doctor to look further, you know, into my eyes and stuff like that. They weren't doing nothing. Nothing. I mean,
who is this
seriously,
you called?
I had to call the eye doctor. So
oh, yeah.
They said they're going to call her and see if I could be seen early. But they didn't, you know, go as far as to say, well, we'll contact her. And then she goes, no, you got to call back and see, you know, and call. We'll get in touch with her and see what she could do. Crazy.
You have an ophthalmologist?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
She's a well, neuro. Why don't you just call her and make an appointment?
That's what I did. That was what happened. They have to take the appointment that I have already scheduled in March and move it all the way up. So it's March 24th. It's not even though I could wait. I can't wait any longer. The eye is dimming, for lack of a better.
Well, did you tell her the situation?
Oh, yeah. I said that.
So
what did
you say?
They said that they're going to have to call her and ask her if she could move up the appointment for me.
Why didn't you ask her when you had her on the phone?
No, I couldn't ask the doctor. The people are going to call the doctor for me.
What?
So I'm going to call. What do you call the? Oh, God, the office staff.
I don't know what people you're referring to.
The office staff.
The office staff. What office?
My ophthalmologist's office. They got to call the ophthalmologist and see when she could see me. I have to wait for an answer.
You're not making sense. You said the ophthalmologist has to call the ophthalmologist. What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
You called the eye doctor, right?
Yes.
You had an appointment.
I have
right?
an appointment still in March.
Well, why didn't
24th?
You just say to her, look, my eye is really bad, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I told her that.
Can you give me an earlier? Do you have anything earlier?
Yeah, I know.
Why do you have to have somebody else involved? Make the appointment. You got your Medicaid. Did she take Medicaid?
Oh, no.
Medicaid?
Yes, she does. She does. She takes all of my insurances. So that's good. She's a neuro.
All you have to do is call her and see if she give you a better appointment. Why
I
do you
did.
Make it so complicated?
No, I didn't make it complicated. It's just that I have to wait for them to call me back, and that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, you have to wait for the ophthalmologist to call you back?
Yes.
Oh, they're trying to... Now you're making more sense. You didn't say that before.
No, I didn't. Everybody.
All right, in a sight...
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Continue.
Matt or Glad. Anybody on the line?
Let me look, okay? I was off the screen looking at something.
At 213-816-1650, Matt or Glad.
We have
Presidents.
One,
day. What?
We have one person, two people who would like to come in. We have three people, one person listening, two people wanting to, you know.
We have a few people on the line.
Correct, yes.
All right. Let's take
Lorraine.
A call.
And let's take Lorraine. Hold on here.
Take
comes.
A phone call.
Yep.
Inner sight. Hello.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah,
good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself? Well, I
good.
Have my whole family here today.
Oh, wow.
We had a we had a barbecue in the backyard. I have all my children and all my grandchildren here today.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Yeah.
That was a glad.
That is a glad. A very glad. It's been a while since they all been together.
See?
You know, yeah. And it's a good little present because my daughter was living in Nevada for over maybe two or three years, and now they're all in the same room together.
Wow.
Yeah. All grown up, all have their better halves with them, all of them.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they grow
yes.
up fast, man.
Yes,
yeah,
they
do. And another thing,
yeah.
Susan, I'm speak to you tomorrow. Have you ever heard of the eye doctor's call, OCLI, Ocular Vision?
No, I've been going to New York Eye and Ear.
Oh, you've been going to New York Eye and Ear. Well,
yeah.
they're all around in Long Island. So what I'm gonna do is talk to you tomorrow about it.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm having so much trouble.
I'm pretty sure they can get there. If anything, if they had take your insurance, they probably can get you in sooner.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. They're part of the eye doctors that I see.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Where's your eye doctor located, Lorraine?
Well, I have one in cornea specialist, Dr. Eric Donenfeld. He's in 711 Stewart Avenue.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And I have a glaucoma specialist. He's Richard Sturm. He's in Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
He's in Oceanside, Long Island.
That's a little
far,
but I probably, if I need it, you go to the ends of the world, you know.
Okay.
Oh.
You mean they got eye doctors now that are supposedly specialized in the different diseases of the eye?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Hey, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah,
from
but
glaucoma.
That's the way it works.
That's crazy.
Yep, from glaucoma to cataracts to cornea. Yep, LASIK surgery and a retina specialist and everything that you.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think it was better when they had it the other way around. One doctor who knew what he was doing with everything.
I had a doctor at one point when I was much younger get me all the way to 20/40 vision, and then when I had my stroke, it just wiped out everything.
I wouldn't want to go to two or three different four doctors. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's good because everybody has a different point of view and a different way, and they're pulling you every damn which way. I wouldn't want that. I had one eye doctor when I was a kid. You know, he did everything. He knew everything, and he did everything.
Yeah.
We have a call.
You know, I think a lot of the medical profession has been ruined by these damn so-called experts. I really do. I really believe that.
Yeah.
You know, they ought to go back to the old way that a doctor is a doctor, and he knows the whole body. He knows everything. You know, because
sometimes
it's all about money.
It is all about money.
Damn right it is.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. It's all about money. That's all they care about. That's why they made it that way.
And that's when they put you in a nursing home and throw away the key. Literally.
Yeah, the glaucoma guy is in with the retina guy, and they send back and forth, you know, and oh, you got to go, I can't do this, you got to go, you can't do this, what the hell good are you? I came here for you, you're supposed to be a doctor. You're telling me, you know? Nah, I wouldn't.
You know how many they
go.
Sent me to? How many the doctors they sent me to with that?
Mm-hmm.
I got,
me too.
Yeah, and I was just like, the one that I should have been sent to was in, where was he? It was the retina specialist for me, because I had damage to my retina, and I also had secondary damage too. So I have no idea how I got the retina problem. We'll see if it was like a retinopathy or something like that. I haven't, you know, they haven't really found that. But what they did is he said, your retina issue has resolved itself. I said, oh, so what does that mean? He just says, oh, the retina was, you know, maybe a virus or something sort of attacked the central rods and cones of your eyes and stuff like that. So I don't even know exactly what he said half. I know rods and cones are part of the eye, but he was saying them more technical than what I was
doing. What about the other doctor that went? You went to two doctors?
I went to four, actually.
Four?
Wow.
Just for the eyes. Yeah, four.
You beat me. Shoot.
Yeah.
And none of only the one guy knew that the retina healed itself?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but healed itself, the retina.
Only the one guy knew that?
Yep.
Well, you see, it shows you how stupid these other guys are. He's an eye doctor. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
They didn't know it?
Nope. They had a special test, the retina guy, and what he put in my eye was like, sort of like a contact lens, and then you had to, you know, watch the screen and watch all the colors pass by. That's all I was able to see, you know. It was crazy. Just absolutely insane.
I don't go for the way the system operates. I just don't turn me on. And then, you know, when you're sick, you need a doctor. You don't want to go to 3-4 doctors. Where's you out, man?
It does.
It's
you know how many times I had to go before surgery? I had to go to 5 doctors to get secondary clearances.
Crazy. That's all money hungry.
Yeah, it is.
Stupid ass.
All money.
No, I don't.
And you know what that is, too? The surgeon saying, hey, listen, I don't want to be, he's trying to cover his butt. You know? We have a caller, by the way.
You know, I mean, that whole thing to me is stupid. They ought to go back to apprenticeship.
Yeah.
With teaching.
They should.
We have another call?
They were thinking about it. Yes, we do.
All right. Inner sight. Hello.
Keep it clean. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, now.
Yeah,
we
who's
hello?
This? Yes.
Can you hear
where
us?
Are you?
Oh, that's awesome. A lot of people say they can't hear me.
Now I can hear
you. I think God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm just...
Man of Glad Monday, we hear you.
That you can hear me. How are everybody
just
doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
If you can hear me, you got life in you, you got breath in you, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's awesome. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Very good.
My name is
first time you called the show?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Great.
This is the first
welcome.
Show. My name is Alameen, and I'm from Texas. I'm actually not too far from Austin, Texas, near around about in the area of Killeen and Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah, big state of Texas.
Yeah, it is. I've been there twice to Texas.
Hey, right now, our governors and administrators are thinking about seceding.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah, they are. You got to understand, you got big players playing this game. You got multi-billionaires playing in this game, so... Yeah, they are really right now, thinking about seceding from a lot of states are thinking of seceding from the United States. It's the Confederate states, you know, coming together that they cannot win a war with killing each other, so therefore they signed a declaration for a treaty of peace here in the United States. But now today they're taking the treaty of peace and they're saying, hey, we don't want it no more. We want to secede. So you're going to see in this day.
They got to vote on that, right?
Yeah, you got to vote
on it. This ain't even got to be no vote.
No, it ain't. I could tell you that much.
Going to see great things in the great United States. But what I did want to speak about, though, is what you guys were talking about. Like, don't let nobody stop y'all from doing y'all show. You hear me?
Oh, no.
Y'all push for the people, and your voice is for the people.
Thank
y'all
you.
Y'all really literally do have something going.
Yeah, I know.
But,
thank you.
Thank you.
Just be on the same accord, be on the same spirit, be on the same mind, be on the same intelligence, and be on the same consciousness.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nobody will ever stop inner sight. It's inside of people.
That's just right.
Y'all got something, though. Y'all got the truth going for y'all, sir. Y'all
hear
me?
Thank you.
Call me.
Thank you.
In the mouth.
Thank you.
And what's your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
I am not black. I am if he can hear me, just one second. If he can hear me, I'm not black. But I am of the Copper Tone people of America. And as the North.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, y'all, if I said something wrong, but...
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
You have an opinion.
No, she
Everybody
thought she
does.
Almost hit the wrong button and disconnected you. But
that's
she
it.
In a quick...
I accidentally muted you, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to do that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just don't even know... Like, I'm not
what
black.
Nationality are you?
I'm just a Muscogee Creek. You remember when Columbus came over here in America and discovered America, and he said, hey, I found those that was over here that was of a copper scone skin.
Yeah.
Copper,
yes.
From a tribe of a people, or the Muscogee Creek, Muscogee Confederation. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, his name was actually George Tone, and his tombs are true. So you can look that up for yourself, the governor of Georgia. So some people that are not black, but we're the Copper Tone
Native
people
American.
Of America. And the only thing I did want to say to all of you tonight is that I love. Man, y'all got so much truth for the world that if you can stop and take a listen to yourself and listen to what you speak, y'all will capture people just like me because you have so much truth. Y'all got so much truth.
That's it. The truth prevails.
I got
truth for
it.
I'm so sorry. This thing is going on its own now. Hold on. Okay, I got it again. I'm so sorry. I accidentally muted you. You know what it is? The phone has the icon for me to open it up, but I'm not able to see it well because I have a little bit of a problem. I have legal blindness, and I also have one eye that's diminishing its vision. So I
got to
be real careful.
Me too. And in this United States of America, this is what they did to us. So I feel just like you, sister. I understand. My name is Alameen Sumlin. My initial of my last name is S. Light Spirit.
Oh, nice.
I'm Alameen. Yeah, and if you ever met me before, because you had to deal with your insurance or your insurance company, or you had to call your insurance company and had to speak to someone named Alameen, last initial name,
you.
Who I am today. This,
that's
y'all,
a cool name, Alameen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'd have helped you out. I'd have been there for you, and I'm here for you. So what I'm saying to you both, all of you tonight, is that I think that I don't think we wrong. I think the people that's ruling over us is wrong.
That's right.
Because y'all can call me every day, and I'm going to be there to help you out. I'm going to be there to help you. I'm going to be there to solve your problems. I'm going to be there to help you solve your claims. I'm going to be there to help you solve all kind of things, right?
Right.
I think that those that are over us, that are trying to rule over us, I know they got it wrong. Because it's going down.
Yeah.
Ain't supposed to be going down, y'all. It's supposed to be going down. We got a better chance. We have a better chance. We got a better chance of raising our granddaughters, our little girls up, our little boys up, our little kids up, and our little granddaughters up, and little grandsons up to be the next generation of America. But those who are in charge of America, they done lost their sight. They done lost, they lost their prerogative. They done forgot about it. It's about the people. They thinking about themselves now.
Yeah. Well, listen, Alameen, we're glad you called up, man, you know.
Yeah.
Call anytime.
Yep.
Then look at your little grandsons and look at your son. They talking about, Mama, can we have the homeless people? Mama, can we have those that are less fortunate than us? They got to teach us, and we grown folk.
That's right. They're smart kids.
I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it's so dangerous that I talked to my brother today, and I ain't talked to him in a long time, and I told him today, I said, brother, listen to me. Let's get revelation. They done did everything that they could with the COVID-19. They did everything they could with all the viruses and all the other diseases, right? To try to infiltrate our minds and put these viruses in our head, to try to hurt our ability to think. I say, because life is for us. Life is on our side. Not trying to get into movies or music. They trying to get into music, hip-hop. They trying to get into music. They trying to get into entertainment. Anything that can take us away from that which is in ourselves, which is greater than that which is in the world, try to make us on that, which is outside of ourselves. And I asked my brother today, I said, brother, what did the teaching go wrong? Why did he stop us that which is in us is greater than that which is out there in the world? And once they did that, back in the Roman days, up here into the today, into today's day, they thinking they getting away with it. But the sons of God, the God like you all, are being manifested on this planet. They can't stop us from no matter what. So I don't want to hold y'all long. I just want to share that with y'all, man, that I love y'all. And y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Don't turn this thing into no racism. Don't turn this thing into no color. Cause when
we're not that way.
Everybody's the same to us.
That's it.
Exactly.
There is
I
no
close
color.
I my eyes, whatever I have vision left, and I just see anybody. It doesn't matter who the person is. I try to see people is what I should say. But it's not working very well lately.
Oh.
You know? At least I could laugh about it, you know?
Well, thank you so much. We have another caller?
Yeah, thank you. No, we're good with callers, but we're going to move on with the show. And thank you for calling us.
Call again, Alameen.
Yes, please.
Appreciate it, man.
right.
And y'all be, y'all love my brother and sister. Y'all be blessed. And
yes,
I have us in
too.
And
we love you too.
We love you too.
I'm a rapper. Listen to me, y'all. If y'all can hear me just 5 seconds. I'm a rapper, right?
Oh, yeah.
And okay. Major rapper. I'm a major artist in the rap industry.
Oh, nice.
I have over 5,000 plus 100 million. So what I want to say to you guys is that I don't have no followers. The only followers is those of Jesus Christ. Just follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I just want to say to all of y'all, though, man, that as a rap star, as a rapper in the industry, even those that's in the industry, rappers, those that are known in the industry, I'm talking about, like, heavy people, P. Diddy, I'm talking about Sean Combs, I'm talking about heavy people in the rap industry, I'm talking about, like, Jay-Z, I'm talking about heavy people. Y'all, that you know Christ is real.
Oh, and Christ is real. Yeah.
They just kill me.
All right, listen, I got to recognize some of the friends,
boxes.
So
mm-hmm.
thank right. you very much
I'm
for
sure.
calling.
Thank you.
Next time
Thanks.
You call,
Take
maybe
it.
You could do one of your rap songs for us.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
That would be fun.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah definitely.
I would enjoy
call
that.
Us. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Inner
Thanks
Sight.
A lot. Take care.
And don't forget, May 19th, the day for Milton. It's going to be a glorious, glorious event. May 19th at the Bellport Brewery Hall. I want to thank Mr. Baker for donating that hall. I want to thank him for naming a beer after Milton. I want to thank him for everything that he's done. He was a great, great admirer and lover of Milton, I'm told. And he's got pictures of him up at the hall. He's got paw prints over there. And
wow.
It's just going to be a great time
yeah.
for Michelle and for Milton, you know.
Isn't it her birthday that day?
Who passed away over last summer at the guide dog school. All right, and a horrible, horrible crime.
Yeah, it's not an accident. Nobody, you
know. All right, in a sight. Yeah. See the show on Milton all over the world, Manhattan Neighborhood
mm-hmm.
Network, Wednesday night at 11, ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Now, if you're in Manhattan, you can get it on 1997, Verizon Files 35,
mm-hmm.
RCN 84. So we're on three channels there. And we're, going to be all over Long Island Thursday night, 9:30 on Channel 20. So the day for Milton, put it on your calendar, May 19th, 11 to 2, at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, Long Island. All right. And as it unfolds, we'll tell you more about it. When we get the program, we'll be announcing the program on the air. We're going to have a flyer. We'll put that up on the social media, on the YouTube and everything. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Put it right here, and we have our special coordinator, special projects coordinator on the line with us, Lorraine, from Queens, and you know, this is the first time we ever had a special projects coordinator.
That's good.
I'm proud of that, man.
I am too.
You know? What do you think, Lorraine? How do you feel about it?
I feel great about it. I do.
I'm glad she's doing it. Cause she represents the people, too. You know, so
that's good. Yes.
You know?
Yes, my heart.
Well, you know, this is your first project, but...
Yes.
Don't think there won't be others, because there will be.
Right. Oh, there will be. Oh, yes, there will be.
You know?
I guess you would say I'm following somewhat of the footsteps of my grandmother, because she was a vice president of a block association. She used to do events and everything, and the fact that she was an activist in her right, in her younger years, and she told me when she was alive that she marched with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So.
Yes. Yeah. I never met Martin, but I knew one of his lieutenants.
Yeah,
right.
So, hey, we picked the right person for our special projects coordinator.
I think so.
Thank
exactly.
you.
With a background like that.
The first person I would have picked was you, by the way.
Thank you, Frank, for that,
yeah.
And Susan as well, yes, because I
remember
really
nice to have you.
Yes,
know,
I'm glad to be here.
Your feelings and all that.
Yes, I have so many things going through my mind as to what, you know, to do and everything, events and everything for people with visual impairs and people with
right.
disabilities. You know, celebrating and honoring them.
Yep.
You know. Yes. Oh,
that barely happens on a regular basis. That's
mm-hmm.
the problem. People don't connect with us. And that
no,
has
they
to
don't.
Change. They don't. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to try to
nice.
Contact the Queens Independent Living Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And tell them who you are. Tell them about the day for Milton, and ask them, you know, ask them if they could get some people together and come out to Long Island that day. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Maybe they could get a bus.
Independent living. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to charter a bus or something
and come. Yeah.
Get
well,
a bunch
I have
of
to
people
a lot
to come out.
Tomorrow.
You know, I would.
Yes.
I would call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I will do that. And I think
yeah.
I will.
Got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to
I'm
watch the show.
You
know.
The letter soon, by the way.
Oh,
tell them to watch
say, excuse me.
The
yeah.
show on Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Okay.
Coming Wednesday. You know, you can give them that information. And,
that'd be great.
And tell them we'll get them some flyers. Tell them the Independent Living Center out here is very much involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and who
yeah.
you are and all that.
I'm
you might get a good response.
You know, Pennsylvania? Remember my my husband's cousin? I'm going to try and get in touch with her and, you know, present it to her and see what she thinks, you know.
Oh, well, let's see if she'll come.
Exactly. She might not come, but she might do, like, Zoom. I know that because she's all the way in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Well. It depends, you know. Some people can
yeah.
travel, some people can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we'll see. Maybe she can and bring Adapt with her from Pennsylvania, you know.
All right. In a sight and the day for Milton, less than 3 months away. You know, the time's going to go fast.
Yes, it is.
You know. So we're going to get together soon and have a meeting and
yeah.
try to decide on get a program together and
mm-hmm.
how we're going to produce the whole thing.
Yeah, we could do it together. I'd like to include our projects coordinator. Yay.
Well, yeah, if she
yeah.
can get out to Long Island.
Yeah, right. But we can
gotta get around
her. Yeah, she has to change, which is a pain in the neck. But I guess, well, wait, where is she? Where are you? You're in Queens, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we had to send an able ride. Well, to cross over the Queens-Nassau border, then at the transfer point, you pick up
that's too complicated with all that. She needs somebody to drive her.
Oh, yeah,
because yeah, it takes. I've tried Able Rock. I had to re-register with them last week. So
oh,
I would have to take Accessorize to the drop-off point, which is JCPenney.
Right.
Then I have to wait for Able Rock to come and get me. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And of course, I don't want to be late.
Then you have to change again.
Yeah, I have to change again.
In Huntington.
It's another pain in the butt.
Forget it. By
yeah,
the time you get here, it'll be the next day.
Yeah.
And then back. Oh, my God. She might need to sleep at somebody's house.
But you know that, you
see,
that's that's just another example of the horrible way that we're treated.
Right.
See? I mean, what the hell kind of a thing is that? Change three times and take all that time and, you know, they can't have a system that takes you from point A to point B one shot. All right, you might have to be on the bus for a while, but at least, you know, you wouldn't have to go through all these changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard on a lot of people, you know.
It is. Believe me, it takes a lot out of me when I actually go on those 10,000 trips.
It shows you that everything we say is so true. That system is not operated the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know how it should be operated? I'll tell you. The
mm-hmm.
money should be in an account for
that's
the person's
true.
Transportation. All
right?
Right? Come from the, let the agencies raise part of it, let the government put up the other part. You know how much money the government would save on transportation if they worked
alone.
It that way?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, then you could hire a car, you know, in an accessible, in a wheelchair. You could hire somebody. You give them the couple of hundred bucks or whatever it is, and they take you and they bring you back home.
That's
isn't that
it.
Simple?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But we don't have the money. The money belongs to the counties, not to us.
Maybe one day when we're done with these two projects that we have, maybe we could speak with transportation and get that squared away, you know?
Yeah, right. You're going to take more than that. You got to pass a law. Everything is legislated.
No, but if you start it off, you can then, you know, get somebody
legislated.
Interested, you know? They got, you know, Suffolk Bus got some of the laws changed on, you know, for the transportation, and that was done by Joseph Arion, who was a, you know, former assistant director, you know. Now I'm the assistant director, I guess, you know.
Well, I don't know what they changed, but, you know.
Remember
these transportation vehicles are under contract with the county, and they have to follow a certain routine.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the problem.
That is the problem.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic Inner Sight. I want to thank everybody, all our friends, Lorraine, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And all our people who donate, we greatly appreciate it to keep the show on the air. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Don't forget May 19th. May 19th, the day for Milton, Bayport, New York. Bellport. Think of Shadow Bell on it. Bellport, New York. 14 what?
Station.
Station.
Road.
14 Station Road out here in Bellport.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Inner Sight.
Thank you.